Hey, good morning, good morning. I cannot believe that this is day 30. I was going to say I'm so sad, but then I thought, you know, I'm not. I'm happy. I'm really delighted that we've had the chance to spend this month together. And it's just been really delightful for me to get to connect with you over this month time. And those of you who have been emailing me, and I've just been loving the feedback and the interaction and the related stories. And And so, you know, I made a promise that I wasn't going to be, you know, presenting and planning. But I did actually yesterday, after I left the voice note for you, I did think about what I wanted to do for this last day. I knew I wanted to leave you with a poem, and so I wanted to have it prepared so that I was, you know, I had it right beside me. So I'm going to leave you with one of my all-time favorite poems that I first heard, like, gosh, maybe 15, 20 years ago. One of my good friends gave it to me in a card, and I've loved it so much ever since. And without further ado, this one's for you. It's called God Says Yes to Me, by Kaylin Haught. I asked God if it was okay to be melodramatic, and she said, yes. I asked her if it was okay to be short, and she said, it sure is. I asked her if I could wear nail polish or not wear nail polish, and she said, honey, she calls me that sometimes, she said, you could do just exactly what you want to. Thanks, God, I said, and is it even okay if I don't paragraph my letters? Sweet cakes, God says. Who knows where she picked that up? What I'm telling you is yes, yes, yes. I think the reason that I never tire of that poem, and I just was delighted just reading it to you just now, is that it's like it does for me have the spirit of the apple fritter lady. It has that spirit of be who you are. You know, do what you love. Seek what resonates with you. You know, be quirky. Be out of the box if you want to. Be in the box if you want to. You know, whatever it is that calls to you, whatever it is that feels like you, do it. Be it. Love it. And I think that that's what you guys have helped me to see over this last month. And I didn't even realize until this moment is that, goodness, I'm getting kind of teary, just that it's like what you've helped me realize is that it's like this has been a practice for me of being myself, of seeking what resonates and sharing that. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. And that's my wish for all of us all the time. You know, that more and more we remember that yes, yes, yes. Thank you guys so much. Goodbye from the Apple Fritter Lady. Bye-bye.